Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Let's begin. This is a new year. This is a brand new year. Let's begin right. The way to begin right is to put the most important things first. Remember what Christ said. He said, put first the kingdom of God in His right way, and all other things will be added unto you. But what do? We put everything else first. When you were a little kid, remember how sometimes your parents or authorities got things backwards? They got things backwards. They made what was unimportant important, made a big deal over it. What was really important, they seemed not to understand. So don't let that happen to you. Put first what's important. What you know in your heart is right, okay? It's very important. That's what you need to do. Now let's begin by taking a call.
Hi, I'm calling from Canada. My question is, you know, they say in the Bible that God walks among us, but how, if God wants to get Himself known, okay, how does He do that in this type of world? Would you recognize Him? And also, you know, if you would go around declaring that, per se, you would say yourself, you're God, you know, wouldn't they try to put you in a mental institution? So anyway, I think this is like a great question. And it's a question. Thanks.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Thank you. God did say that He would walk among His people. He said that several times through the prophets in the Old Testament. And it's repeated again in Hebrews. In fact, God said that. He said the day is coming when a man won't have to teach his brother, a person won't have to teach another person, because I will write my laws in their hearts and in their minds, and I will be their God and they will be my people. Well, back in the days of the Israelitish people, they were instructed to build a temple where it would say, it said that God would dwell. But now, in today's day, where would God dwell? Well, of course, God is a spirit. He's the great Father Spirit, creator of all. So He's everywhere. But where would He dwell? See, God has a special interest in this little earth that we have here, this little earth, this beautiful green emerald earth, and the people upon it. He has a special interest in us, which is very, very, very sweet. And He will dwell within people. God dwells in people. And so the question is, so when it says that God will walk among us, see, in the Old Testament it said that Noah was a friend of God, and it said that Enoch walked with God. He walked with God. Okay, well, it means that they were close to God. They knew God intimately, and God took an interest in them, and they were close to God always. And when it says God walk among the people, it doesn't mean literally like a man, but it means He's there with them. He's there with them. He's literally with them, but not in the shape of a person. Christ said, "No man has seen the Father." However, Christ also said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Because Christ had such an intimate relationship with his Father, and he always did the Father's will. So whatever Christ did and whatever he said, see, Christ said, of myself, I can do nothing. So he did the Father's will, and whatever he said and did was in the Father's will.
My name is Sharon, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And my question is this. No, I have a comment. I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I'm questioning it, and I just wanted some answers. So, thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Sharon. It took a long time for me to see some things for myself. The most important thing is for you to see for yourself what is true. So I'm not going to try to persuade you one way or the other. Just have it as a question to wonder about. Don't try to make yourself believe or try to make a decision about it. Just say, well, you know, it would be nice to know for sure about some of these things, like the Bible or about God and so on, but I'm not sure, and so I'm just going to wait until I know for sure myself. And then, all of a sudden one day, you'll just see for yourself within what is true. Then it'll be yours, okay, not somebody else's. And you'll know for sure, and you won't even know how you know. You'll just know, wordlessly, within. You'll just see for yourself. If you'd like to hear more Shedding Shackles Radio or answers to questions like this, then visit SheddingShackles.com. That's www.SheddingShackles.com. Well, I hope you enjoyed those calls. I know I certainly did. Yes, the way to find God, you know, it's a personal journey. I think too much is made of, you know, getting together with other people and, you know, big groups or so on. It's little groups or big groups. Too much is made of that, because it's basically one, you know, what is it? What's the old expression? We're born alone and we die alone. Well, you know, that's true. You see, finding God is a personal journey. When you look at the great patriarchs and people like Abraham and Isaac and Ruth and Jeremiah and Noah, you look at those people. See, it was one man and his God, or one woman and her God. See, it's a one-on-one thing. It's a personal relationship. Christians say that, and it's a personal thing. So how are you going to know God? See, if God, see, Christ said, wherever two or more are gathered in my name, well, there I am among them. Well, all right, so he talked about gathering together, but you know what I think? I think that back then when people gathered together, it was different than it is now. Now there's just way too much socializing, way too much phony talk, and how you doing, and how's it going, and I'm fine. Everybody's phony. Everybody pretends that they're doing so well, and see? And there's too much music and entertainment. It's become an entertainment. Remember, there was a famous line, I don't know who said it, talking about the glittering people, the stars, the expression said, they come to see and to be seen. You know, they come to the party or to the gathering to see and to be seen. Well, there's too much of that nowadays for everyone. Everyone thinks they're a star. They have to take little selfie pictures of themselves. And, you know, it's just too much me, me, me. And the way we know our me, the real me, see, has been lost in the shuffle. The real relationship is between God and the real you. But you don't know the real you anymore, because your you that you have now is simply a reflection of everyone around you. See, because you've been totally corrupted. You probably had rotten parents. They allowed too much socializing. See, and so now you are addicted to your group, to your peers, to their approval and their reassurance. Even when you were a kid, when you should have been you'd been better off with your parents and your brothers and sisters. But instead you were with strangers and other people, smoking marijuana and drinking and doing God knows what. Okay, you became totally corrupted, because then when you did wrong things, when you smoked your marijuana and you had your promiscuous sex and you played video games and drank and whatever, took pills and whatever else you did with your friends, well, then you felt guilty for that, because it's wrong to be doing those sorts of things. So then you look to them for reassurance and assurance. And looking to the outside world is technically wrong also. You should be looking within. You should be independent. See, that's the way Americans used to be a long time ago. They were independent. But they weren't independent from God. So they were independent from others, but they had they looked to God for approval. But now, because you've looked to everyone else for approval, well, now your identity is out in the world. So you've got to find your true identity. And then with that true identity, you can have a relationship with God. And then your whole life will straighten out, and everything will be good from that point on. Got a question or a comment? Call my listener call-in line and leave a message at my voicemail. I listen to all the messages. Some of the messages even find their way onto the radio. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. I often begin this second half of the program by saying that life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good, if you could just find your center of being and begin to flow from it, okay, instead of constantly reacting and then looking for support from what you reacted to. See, we, at the behest of other people, especially peers, see, you have all this pressure from outside, you have peer group pressure and political correctness pressure and drug pressure and sex pressure and academic pressure and performance pressure and achievement pressure, see, and then all kinds of other pressures that come along. As you succumb to these pressures, see, there's a way of keeping the pressures on the outside so they don't get inside. Because when the pressure gets inside, then it begins to boss you around from within. So you have to learn to keep the pressure on the outside so it doesn't enter you and penetrate and change you, see? But it has. What's happened is that the pressure did get to you, and then so you've changed. And when you are penetrated by outside pressure, then you change. And then you have to look to that, to the outside, for reassurance and reinforcement for what you have become. So you're a changeling. That's why I said your identity is out in the world. That's why you can't bear to be without your texts and your iPhone and your emails and your group, see, and others to support you. You've got to have them, and your music. You've got to have them. Well, see, so your identity is out there. And that's why you sense that there's something wrong. Well, you've got to find your own true identity and become yourself, the self you were meant to be before you were corrupted. See, before you were corrupted. It's very important to refind yourself. And you can do so. You can start to listen to someone like me, realize that you've been led astray and you've lost touch with your true self. And just realize that sobering fact. That's a beginning in and of itself, just realizing that. Don't resent it, though. Don't resent it. Just see it. And then search for truth. Search for your identity. See? Not out in the world, but find it within. See? Your creator is actually your parent spirit. If you were close to him, then he would give you an identity. See? So it's a very sobering thing to realize that everything you are has come from the outside. Your peers, especially nowadays, music, the pop culture. So your identity is out in the world, but you see what a thin, flimsy thing it is, what a shallow thing. It's not a real thing. It's not solid. Remember how when you were a little kid, you saw some people and they seemed to be really solid. Remember? Well, see, you've got to be yourself. You mustn't be an imitation of other people. Last week on the program, I read a beautiful quotation from Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple Computer, in his address to the Stanford graduating class. He basically said, you've got to be yourself. You can't just be a reflection of other people's opinion. You have to be your own self and trust your intuition. Okay, so that's what you're going to have to do. And begin to be yourself. See, even your goals that you have a lot of goals, but behind all those goals is some kind of external pressure. Most of your goals are not even your own. They were given to you. And so, you know, it's very important that you find your true self. And, I do have a little meditation that helps you to become still and get back, get recentered and get out of all kinds of negative thinking. And that could help you. You might give it a try. It's free. Looking for some free self-help resources? I have over 500 YouTube video lectures on life and relationship topics, and also some books you can preview for free at Amazon. Just visit SheddingShackles.com.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student, and I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation, and I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does. Thank you. Bye.
Sure, Brian. Most people are so distracted that they're not 100% there. For example, a person can be so lost in thinking about something that happened that he drives right past the freeway exit he was supposed to take. Not being fully there is not good, especially when you need to be there for your family, for example. My meditation simply helps you snap out of being lost between your ears and helps you get anchored in the present. Then you'll have presence of mind so you can be more effective. To hear my complete answer or to try the meditation for free, visit thefreemeditation.com. That's www.thefreemeditation.com. Yes, the meditation is a good start to finding yourself. See, because you're so reactive to stress, you react. And that's why you become tense and irritable and nervous and all of that. So you have to become less reactive. Learn to get centered and be calmer. And flow from within. See, the meditation might help you with that. And then you can quietly and calmly and delicately find your way. Find your way. Okay? Now let's take a call. I've played this before. I want to play it again because this person, this heartfelt asking for prayer. You know prayer? Prayer is a good thing, you know, to have other people in, have you in their heart. It's a very nice thing, and God listens to prayer. So let's listen to this call, please.
Hi, this is Ashley, and actually I'm asking to put out a prayer list, and if you would like to do that on the radio, that's fine. The city I'm calling from is Bedville. My stepdad committed suicide, and I struggle with that, knowing if he went to heaven. I believe he did. He was very, very sick man. The tornado has taken my fiance's whole building and home. We're losing everything, and my family is fighting, and I just need all the prayers that I can get right now. We're trying. I have a six-year-old that he needs all the prayers right now he can get. All other family members that are sick. We also have two more suicides in the family, which was my stepfather's dad and my uncle. So we went to Chicago. And I'm just at my end's wits. And, like, I haven't lost faith in God. And I'm trying to keep as much faith as I can. I could go on with the things that has happened with just in the past 4 years. But I just want positivity in my life and no more negativity. Me and my fiance's families do not clash. They argue, and it's causing... The only person I have and the only person he has to understand and love one another.
Yes, Ashley, you'll definitely be in my prayers. I like to pray for people, and it helps if I hear them. It helps me to have them in my thoughts. And I hope that some of you who heard this call from Ashley, I hope you too will say a prayer. Okay? And, you know, what she said about her family. Remember toward the end she said they argue and they argue and they argue. Well, how many of us have a family like that? Most of us do, to be honest. Argue and argue and argue. Otherwise, some families, everything is, you know, pushed under the rug and under the carpet, and everybody walks around and everything, there's an eerie peace, but underneath is resentment, buried hostility and resentment and so on. But, you know, arguing and arguing and arguing. Sometimes, you know, remember I said you have to find yourself. That seems to be the theme of this program, find yourself. And I said that my little meditation can help you get centered. So you have to get centered. You can't find yourself when you're all emotional. So you have to get centered. Okay? And find yourself. Develop your own skills, your own ideas. Everything your own, not other people's. Okay? And like I've always said, it helps sometimes when you get to be 18, 19, 20, get away from home. Get out on your own. Okay? So you can have a little space to find yourself. You need space. Well, you know, that's also true sometimes for young couples. When you're around a family, see, other family members, they can even ruin your marriage. Sometimes you have to go off and you have to go away, go to another town, find a place where you and your partner can be and begin your own little family. Okay? Sometimes that you need to do that. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's program. Please listen to this message, and then I have a final word for you after this message. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. Be sure to use our listener call-in line if you have a question or comment. Just call the line, leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages, and some of them may find their way on the air. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. You can call anytime, 24/7, 510-455-8851. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.